This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. A coalition that includes healthcare industry leaders in Greater Boston and health economists has put together its draft plan for how to get healthcare costs under control in Massachusetts. The message to Governor Patrick and the legislature is that we can reduce spending without more government regulation. The coalition suggests that more regulation might make things worse than they are now. WBUR's Martha Biebinger has a copy of the group's draft plan and joins us this afternoon. Hi, Martha.
Hi, Sasha.
Martha, what does this coalition say it can do on its own without any government involvement? Or maybe what the coalition really means is without any government interference.
I think that is the message, Sasha. They say they can set goals for spending increases. So right now, if you think that spending increases are rising at like 7, 8% for healthcare and the state's GDP is down there around 3, 4%, they want to get us down to that GDP level. So to cut almost in half. What that means in real terms is that by 2020, they would be saving about $8 billion, or 10% of what the state expects to spend on healthcare that year. It's a lot of money, but they say this is a realistic goal that wouldn't disrupt the state's economy. Is it enough money is one question. The other major question, Sasha, is will this coalition hold together? They have had consensus. It's fallen off. They're trying to keep it together. They want to present a unified force, but it's not certain they can do that.
What you just described is a modified version of what Governor Patrick has already proposed. For anyone who doesn't remember or isn't familiar with the governor's proposal, tell us how this one is different and how the coalition is selling it to the Patrick administration.
Well, it's different in that it moves a little slower than what the governor and what some of the legislators have talked about. It does not include any penalties for not reaching targets for the first 3 years. It establishes an outside body, outside state government. So it's a lot of healthcare experts that would actually be helping this plan roll out. It wouldn't be state government bureaucrats or leaders that would be doing that. Stuart Altman, who's the health policy expert at Brandeis University and is chairing this group, they are selling this by saying it's very strong but prudent.
Because it allows the system to change in an orderly way. Because we do have to be concerned about the quality of the care and the access to care. And we really do have a very good healthcare system in the Commonwealth.
Some hospitals, Sasha, are telling the administration and legislative leaders, though, that if you move too fast with too many rules, you're going to see major disruptions, job losses. It's a threatening picture.
And Martha, in some ways, this is the healthcare industry asking to write the plan for its own future. Do you think that the Patrick administration and the legislature will agree with that vision of the healthcare industry's future?
Well, the group has briefed the administration, and the word that I have, although not directly from the administration, is that they're open to considering. They are worried about what would happen if they have to force the industry to make changes rather than having the industry do things voluntarily or at least in a cooperative manner.
And what reaction are you hearing from people who've seen this draft?
I'm hearing from some groups who say that it doesn't go far enough, fast enough, that it doesn't close that gap between high-cost and low-cost hospitals. But on the other hand, you have some employer groups who are saying, you know, this is something we might sign on to. Here's Rick Lord, who's the president and CEO of Associated Industries of Massachusetts.
The business community would like to see some spending targets set to show a slowing down and hopefully a reduction in the future of healthcare costs without a lot of government intervention.
And Martha Biebinger, you will be continuing to cover this in future years as you have for past years.
I will, Sasha.
That's WBUR's Martha Biebinger. She's been talking about the draft plan for how to get healthcare costs under control in Massachusetts. To see a copy of that draft and to comment on it, go to WBUR.org.